CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. The headlines: Cameroon's new archive and wildlife laws face scrutiny at October cabinet session chaired by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute. Fire destroys four cosmetic shops in Marwa Market. Governor Mijiyawa Bakari has appealed for improved electrical safety measures following the incident. Josephine Dangnu bids farewell to CRTV after years of dedicated service. And in sports, two decisive matches of the ongoing African Zone 4 qualifiers for the next Basketball Africa League are scheduled for this afternoon. Those are the main points, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebge. The cabinet has scrutinized laws on the management of archives and on the forest and wildlife protection enacted by the President of the Republic in July 2024. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute today chaired a meeting of members of government during which they analyzed the implications of the laws and reviewed the current public health situation in Cameroon. The Yaounde Gynecological Endoscopic Surgery and Human Reproductive Teaching Hospital, CRESER, has been making strides towards helping couples have babies. The facility's in vitro fertilization procedure has led to the birth of over 500 babies. The television documentary film, which traces the sociopolitical journey of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, will be shown at the Municipal Stadium of Covos in Ebolova on Saturday, November the 2nd, starting as from 10 o'clock in the morning. Minister Emmanuel Nganou Njumesi, head of the standing delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for Bambutos Division, invites all the political leaders of Bambutos North CPDM section to a major political meeting he will preside over on Saturday, the 2nd of November at 10 o'clock in the morning, according to the scheduled program. The minister calls on all the dynamic forces of that division, members of the CPDM Central Committee, senators, parliamentarians, mayors, executives of CPDM, WCPDM, YCPDM sections, traditional rulers, economic operators, members of the elite from localities around, to personally take part in the preparatory meeting for the upcoming celebration of the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to the helm of the statecraft, which will take place on Sunday, the 3rd of November at 11 o'clock in the morning at the party headquarters in Buda. The director delegate of the CRTV production service, Josephine Daniel, has officially retired. A farewell ceremony was organized today by her department at CRTV's broadcasting house in Longkak that was chaired by the director general, Charles Ndongo. In sports, three Cameroonian basketball clubs are in action this afternoon at the gymnasium in Douala in the African Zone 4 qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball Africa League. Fab Women of Yaounde are paired with Daniel Battiston, still from Cameroon, while Kachi Sport Academy of Douala will take on Abeyi Basketball Club from the Central African Republic. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute has called on stakeholders to accelerate the drafting of implementation texts for the July 2024 laws on archives and the environment. He made the call today in Yaounde during the October cabinet meeting. The discussions focused on evaluating the impact of the new laws on the management of national archives and forests in Cameroon. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata reports.
The law of 24th July 2024 opens new perspectives for the management of archives and the management of forest and wildlife in Cameroon. The cabinet meeting was a moment for the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, and members of cabinet to analyze the laws and examine ways of speeding up their implementation. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat, said the law on archives clarifies the different categories of archives, which now include electronic, audiovisual, and oral archives. He affirmed that the law brings advantages, such as the creation of a public body to manage national archives, provides a funding mechanism for the national archiving system, and strengthens the sanctions regime against defaulters. Minister Bidung Pat, however, cautioned that for the law to fulfill its mission of safeguarding the national archiving system, introducing professionalism and generating jobs, the speedy drafting of implementation texts is crucial. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, had a similar assessment. He said, concerning forestry and wildlife, the law of 24th July 2024 replaces the current forestry laws, which after 30 years have become obsolete. He said the new forestry regime covers emerging challenges such as reforestation, improves the fight against poaching, and encourages community participation in environmental protection, amongst others. Minister Jules Dorin Dongo said the speedy drafting of implementation laws, capacity building for personnel, and the recruitment of more eco-guards are important. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, in his closing remarks, ordered the different stakeholders to accelerate the process of drawing up implementation texts for the laws in order to ensure that they begin serving their full purpose. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
In the meantime, during today's cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Joseph Dangote, the current disease situation in the country was assessed. It was revealed that health indicators across Cameroon remain stable. Here is Minister of Public Health Manalda Malashi's assessment of the health situation. Take a listen.
Globally, everything is calm. We have so many flows in our country. We aim to see that we can have a cholera, but nothing is notified up to now. So I think everything is okay. It's also okay for the mpox, for the COVID-19. We have so many sporadic cases, but I think we know that we can take care of all of these patients. We have adopted a national strategy of preparedness and response to health emergencies. So I think that is a document which enables us to be proactive in our response.
A fire caused by a short circuit consumed four cosmetic shops at the Marwa main market last evening. Thanks to the prompt response of the fire brigade, the flames were contained. The governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, who visited the site, urged traders to ensure proper electrical wiring to prevent future incidents. Emos Enonya Ketakbo reports.
Traders, persons of goodwill and soldiers of the firefighters' brigade in a synergy of action to stop the ravaging flames from propagating at the Marwa main market, causing more havoc. Though the actions proved successful, four cosmetic shops already succumbed to the flames with untold losses. Informed about the situation, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, went to the incident site for a situational analysis.
We call upon each and everyone to be more responsible, more prudent, because right now we are in the dry season, and usually in this period we notice here and there a fire incident.
Accusing fingers points at the anarchical installation of power supply at the Marwa main market, which might have caused a short circuit, provoking the flames. Traders at the market have been called upon to be responsible in all they do to avoid such a situation from happening in the future. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Now we take you to the South region. Stakeholders in the town of Kribi have been informed about the importance and benefits of establishing a geopark, specifically the potential designation of the Lobe Waterfalls Complex as the Lobe Waterfalls Geopark World Rocks by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, aimed at advancing the development of geoparks in Cameroon. The discussion took place during a sensitization meeting organized by the Cameroon National Commission for UNESCO, aimed at advancing the development of geoparks in the country. Elsin G tells us more from Kribi.
The Lobe Waterfalls and its fascinating wolf rocks are not only exceptional natural touristic sites, but also a location loaded with mythical and local traditional history. Despite its rich potentials, it hasn't been adequately put to value. Meeting in Kribi, officials of the Cameroon National Commission for UNESCO sensitized stakeholders on the importance and need to create a geopark at the Lobe Waterfalls to enhance this rich natural and cultural heritage. Dr. Jules Romain Nguyen, official, Special Center for Marine Ecosystem Center, Kribi.
We don't have any geoparks in Cameroon. And we know Cameroon is rich in terms of natural resources. So we are here to promote this idea.
Speaking while chairing the meeting in the presence of administrative authorities, Elise Bonyeng Damese, Focal Point International Program on Geopark and Geoscience, said by creating a natural park at the Lobe Waterfalls, it will be possible to develop a responsive and sustainable tourism in the South region, which will generate positive economic revenue while preserving the environment and putting to value the traditional and cultural heritage of the local people. For CRTV News, Elsie reports from Kribi.
Innovation in pharmacy and technology is transforming infertility treatments, improving the ways some couples can have children in Cameroon. In the following analysis, Som Lingom highlights that while these advancements have brought joy to many parents, it is crucial that the practice adheres to existing laws regulating the sector in the country.
Although assisted reproductive technology has been practiced in Cameroon for years, many still ignore the legal framework regulating the practice. To control the sector, the Parliament in June 2022 voted into law a bill that allows married and unmarried couples to access medically assisted reproduction, MAR. The new legislation lays out the legal framework to guide hospitals conducting the MAR. It also explains in detail those who are eligible to undergo the practice, such as the age limit, which should not exceed 55 for women. The law requires those seeking the MAR to be legally married or prove that they have been living as a couple. The couple must also demonstrate that their inability to conceive is due to a medically diagnosed pathological condition or that they are suffering from a congenital disease likely to be transmitted to the child. The law on assisted reproductive technology promotes the respect of privacy and mitigates the incentive drive which pushes clinics to produce pregnancies without considering the risk and cost involved. This legal framework excludes people who are fertile or medically sound, but who have deliberately refused to procreate.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You are listening to CRTV's afternoon edition at 14 minutes past 3 p.m. Journalists in the crisis-hit Northwest region are calling for justice in response to what they describe as crimes committed against them while performing their professional duties during a symposium commemorating the 10th International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, organized by the Northwest chapter of the Cameroon Journalist Trade Union in Bamenda. Media practitioners expressed their frustrations over ongoing kidnappings, illegal arrests, imprisonment, and torture, noting that the perpetrators remain unpunished. Mabel Mekemdi Sakem has more.
They continue to mourn their colleagues like Gani Endo, murdered in cold blood as the crisis persists. Journalists in the conflict-stricken Northwest lament that their lives are in danger. Some of them, like BBC correspondent Frederick Takang, only narrowly escaped.
I was going back home and suddenly people surrounded me with guns. Those who captured me, they knew effectively that I was a journalist. So I have to plead with them, even though they take me along. While going, I was very vigilant to escape.
What pains them the most is the fact that those who torture, kidnap and arrest journalists for no just cause often go unpunished. Ignatius Nji, the The Northwest president of the Cameroon Journalist Trade Union is leading the cry for justice.
The threats are on a daily basis. Phone calls and sometimes from the administration, they tell you what to do. We are crying for justice.
Even as they plead to be protected and respected, journalists in the Northwest have, through the symposium, pledged to be ethical in practice. Mabel Menkemdis, Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
CRTV's Director Delegate for Production, Josephine Dagnu, has been treated to a sumptuous farewell as she retires after serving for more than two decades in the state broadcaster. This was during a ceremony presided over by the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, at the International Broadcasting Center of the National Station of the CRTV in Yaoundé. The Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, also gave a thumbs up to Josephine Dagnu for her contribution at the heart of the COVID-19 era in ensuring the continuity of lessons for learners through diverse educational TV programs broadcast. Here is an excerpt of his address selected by our reporter, Kelly Eben.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will not forget 2020 at the heart of the COVID pandemic when Madame Dagnu came up with the idea of school on TV. Since all schools were closed, one of the most brilliant ideas I ever received at a period as dark as the COVID period. Despite the little understanding and resistance of some of the education family in the country, she was able to convince everyone and the project took off. At the time, most of the personnel was at home. She was able to mobilize her entire department for this project. It is worth noting that this program was taken up by Star Times in the Abuké, and the entire Central African region had access to the content. What a wonderful solution to a specific problem at such a crucial moment in the world. Bravo, madam.
In the following reports, Kelly Eben says the astute professional whose creativity and dynamism gave an impetus to audiovisual production at the Cameroon Radio Television was hailed.
Je pars. Je vous dis bien, je pars.
It was a festive and also an emotional moment as friends, colleagues and family members converged in their numbers to bid farewell to the director delegate of CRTV production, Josephine Dagnu, as she retires from more than two decades of service at the Cameroon Radio Television. Before venturing into audiovisual production, Josephine Dagnu paved a path for herself into the film industry as an actress, producer, script writer. She featured in movies like L'Étoile de Nudi, Tazibi, La Retraite, Dernier Voyage, and Paris à tout prix, through which she rose to prominence on the national and international scene. A highlight of the farewell ceremony was the screening of a on her journey into audiovisual production, coupled with eulogies from collaborators of the production department. As she transitions into retirement, Josephine Dagnu thanked management for giving her the platform to maximize her talent while appealing on hierarchy to accord production the value it deserves. The woman of many portfolios was hailed by the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, and colleagues for her bravery, intelligence, creativity, and competence.
On to sports, Kaji Sports Academy basketball men of Cameroon will take on Abay Basketball Club from the Central African Republic, while Fab Ladies are paired with Daniel Battiston, all from Cameroon, in two decisive matches at the ongoing African Zone 4 qualifiers for the next Basketball Africa League. Kaji Sports Academy will need a win to pick the second and last ticket for the men, while Fab will also have to win their last two matches in the competition in Douala to qualify for the next Basketball Africa League in Dakar, Senegal. Ben Collins, New Iberia.
After recording two victories and a defeat in their first three games, Kaji Sports Academy basketball men of Douala, Cameroon, have one option: a victory against Abay Basketball Club from the Central African Republic. to qualify for next year's Basketball Africa League, BAL. Apart from Shaw's sports, with three consecutive victories that have grabbed one among the two tickets in men, Abay with one victory in three outings, King Africa from Equatorial Guinea with a win also, and Kaji Sports Academy with two victories are battling for the last spot. Mwanda Basketball Club from Gabon with three consecutive defeats are already out of the race. In the women's category, the battle is stiff, with the first club still to qualify for the 2025 BAL. The captain of FAP of Cameroon, Benkum Babara, believes they still have a chance despite their defeat this Wednesday.
We have two heavy matches. Our chances to qualify for the African Women's Basketball League are still alive. We just need to win so that we qualify, because we lost one match and won one match. We just get concentrated, give our all, and I think things are going to be better.
These last 2 days at the gymnasium of the Japoma Sports Complex in Douala are thus promising to be electrifying.
We now bring you detail on Real Estate Corporation SEEK that was held on the 30th of October 2024. Joyce Cliff Tata.
The general meeting of shareholders of the Cameroon Real Estate Corporation, known in its French acronym as SEEK, met in an ordinary session on October 30, 2024, under the chairmanship of Mrs. Celestine Kecha-Coutez, Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Chairman of the Board of Directors. The deliberations of the general meeting focus, among other things, on the presentation of the management report and the auditor's general and special reports on the financial statements for the year 2023. At the request of the chairperson of the general meeting, the rapporteur of the said meeting, Dr. Amadou Sadauna, Managing Director of SEEK, presented the said documents. At the end of the presentation, it emerged that SEEK had recorded sales of 3,243,527,225 CFA francs, compared with sales of 3,368,711,146 CFA francs in 2022. A profit of 213,918,088 versus a profit of 226,965,684 CFA francs in 2022. A net cash position of 13,548,438,159 CFA francs. Following the presentation of these financial statements, the annual general meeting approved the accounts for the 2023 financial year, subject to taking into account the inconsistencies noted in certain figures. It also ordered the board of directors to audit the arrangement fees and other items with a financial impact on the result by the board chair and to report to the shareholders. In addition, the auditor's report shows that land of 32.5 billion is recorded as an asset on SEEK's balance sheet, of which 22.16 billion belongs to the state and 10.8 billion is undocumented. To this end, the general meeting asks the general manager of SEEK to draw up an exact map of these properties, whether or not they are invested in the site, and to speed up the procedure for obtaining land titles. The general meeting of shareholders, having conceded the board of directors' approval on the appropriation of earnings for the year ended December 31, 2023, unanimously resolved to allocate earnings as follows. Legal reserve 10%, 21,391,809 francs. Dividends 90%. 192,526,279 francs. Also, 90% of retained earnings from the last 5 years will be distributed as dividends to shareholders. The annual general meeting adopted several resolutions, including 4 resolutions from private shareholders. The shareholders' meeting also took note of the observations of the statutory auditor and instructed the board of directors to take all necessary measures to implement the related recommendations as soon as possible. The shareholders' meeting ordered the presentation of a SIC 2025 plan relating to the effective production of housing, the use of the 18,943,050,000 CFA francs resulting from the recovery of the 22,700,000,000 CFA francs from the partial settlement of the transfer of the state receivables from SIC, as well as an audit of the management of the said funds. The general meeting asked the board of directors to audit the implementation of the successive resolutions and recommendations resulting from the board sessions and general meetings from 2019 to date. The shareholders' meeting also requested that authorization be sought from the Minister of Finance for the distribution of dividends to SIC shareholders as adopted unanimously by the shareholders. The general meeting of shareholders set the directors' compensation for the 2024 financial year. Lastly, the general meeting of shareholders empowered the general manager to carry out formalities stipulating strict compliance with regulatory deadlines for the holding of accounting sessions. Done in Yaoundé on October 30, 2024, and signed by the chairman of the general meeting, Celestine Kecha-Coutez.
Thank you, Joyce Cleve Tata. And now this.
The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to the 1st of December 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of the Taxation's website, which reads www.support.harmony2.cm. A messaging service specifically for taxpayers residing abroad through the phone number 691-881-881. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all. Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Cameroon's new archive and wildlife laws face scrutiny at October cabinet session chaired by Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guté. Fire destroys four cosmetic shops in Marwa Market. Governor Mijiyawa Bakari has appealed for improved electrical safety measures following the incident. Josephine Dangnu bids farewell to CRTV after years of dedicated service. And in sports, two decisive matches of the ongoing African Zone 4 qualifiers for the next Basketball African League are scheduled for this afternoon, with Kaji Sports Academy Basketball Men of Cameroon to play against Abay Basketball Club of the Central African Republic. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a summary of the news in French with Priska Njeng Mengolo. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi. Conseil de cabinet du mois d'octobre, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Guté, a présidé la rencontre ce jeudi à Yaoundé. Au cœur des échanges, les innovations induites par la nouvelle loi régissant les archives au Cameroun, enjeux et défis du nouveau régime des forêts et de la faune, et le point de la situation épidémiologique au Cameroun. Sécurité aérienne, le passeport camerounais déclaré meilleur passeport biométrique dans le monde. Le précieux document bénéficie de la reconnaissance mondiale à la suite de la tenue à Yaoundé des universités de la sécurité aérienne. La fécondation in vitro, déjà 500 bébés au crassier. La procréation médicalement assistée est effective au Cameroun. Elle respecte certaines règles médicales et les exigences des couples ou des femmes demandeurs. Joséphine Ndanyo, directrice déléguée CRTV Productions, est arrivée au terme de sa carrière au sein de l'Office. La cérémonie d'hommage et de célébration de cette professionnelle de l'audiovisuel aux multiples casquettes était ce jeudi à la Maison de la Radio. Cérémonie présidée par le directeur général de la CRTV, Charles Ndongo. Et puis en sport, basketball, Africa League 2024 suspend jusqu'à la dernière journée des qualifications de la zone 4 ce soir au gymnase du complexe sportif de Japoma à Douala. Chosport de la République démocratique du Congo a décroché le premier ticket qualificatif hier devant KSA Basket du Cameroun. L'équipe camerounaise recule au deuxième rang du classement général. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPIM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Agréable jeudi et bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.